Roll. Right you are, Keith. Our guest at the cafe this morning is our books commentator, Sharon Felt from Sulphur Springs. Sharon, good morning.
Good morning.
Very often.
To be here.
Yeah, absolutely. Very often we talk with Sharon about regional authors. And Sharon's very involved on the writing scene in Northeast Texas. But we have an author from Commerce. I think we have talked about him a bit before, Brian Dowsley. And he is from Commerce, right?
Yes, he is. He lives right there in Commerce. He's a retired Navy captain and a man of many talents, and one of which is his writing.
Yeah, and he has something called the Galactic Pathfinder series, which sounds to me a lot like Star Trek. It has kind of the same feel as the Star Trek TV series and movie series.
It is. The protagonist is Matt Heller, and he is an adventurous man who studies the galaxies in his spaceship called Harley.
Brian is a very prolific author, it seems to me, just looking at all the books that have come out on all in fairly recent years. But the most recent in this Galactic Pathfinder series, there's two that came out almost together. One's called Vengeance and the other is Tears of Ethan. And you've read both of them?
Yes, I have. And they're both sci-fi, of course. But there's a lot of humor in them, and it's the basic theme of good versus evil, and Matt Heller, of course, is the good guy. And there's all sorts of bad guys, and Matt dispenses with them in a very unique manner, and it's a very delightful series. Vengeance, Matt gets a promotion, and some of the guys around him don't really think that he deserved it, and so there's a bit of vengeance there. Tears of Ethan is about critter that he finds in space, and there's a confrontation there, but he always prevails. So I think you'd like it. If you're a sci-fi person, you would really like it. It's very... Brian was a captain in the Navy, and he's also an avid Harley Davidson person, so he uses a lot of terminology that... that I don't understand, but he explains it throughout the book, so
Sounds
it's easy to follow.
Sounds like his Navy officer experience definitely is come into play in those books, too.
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
Yeah. Now, we're talking with Sharon Felt, and Sharon is our books commentator, and she lives in Sulphur Springs, and Sharon's very active with the Silver Leos on the A&M Commerce campus, and we're going to get to them here before we're done. You're also telling me about an author named Dr. Roger Leslie. He's from Houston, is that right?
Yes, he was a professor at University of Houston in Clear Lake. He also does a lot of TED Talks. He's an inspirational speaker and has also reviewed, one of his books is Oscar's Favorite Actors, and it's a movie reference book about the stars who won the most Academy Awards in history, and along with those, the ones that he thinks should have been the winningest stars. So it's very delightful. I think one of his favorite books of mine was when he wrote the book, which also won several awards, Writer's Digest Self-Published Book Award, First Place Inspirational Book in 2019. It was called My First Last Year. And he wrote the book living as if it was his last year, and how it changed his perspective and his behaviors and his thought processes and his priorities.
Mm-hmm.
And he has decided to live every year as if it was his first last year.
Yeah.
So it was very inspirational.
This won the Texas Association of Authors Best Autobiography Award. My first last year, Roger Leslie. And he's spoken to the Silver Leos before, is that right?
Yes, he was one of our conference speakers a couple of years ago. He's also on the TED Talks under TED X Youth at NSSH, And he does a lot of his inspirational speaking there.
Yeah. These would be, of course, it's we're getting near Christmas, and books are always a good gift. So the regional authors, great idea. Are many regional authors actually do they publish in the digital format as well? Can you get their books in that format?
Yes, you can. Yes, both on Amazon and Rogers, can go through Paradise Publishing Books. And you can get them at his website or on, I guess his website on Facebook, too. So,
okay, Dr. Roger Leslie, and it's spelled just like you would expect it to be. We're almost out of time, but Silver Leo's Anthology, is that a collection of stories and essays written by members of the Silver Leos?
It is. We had 60, it's called Treasures from the Trail. It just came out in December. And we had 26 writers or 26 contributors, and there are 65 different stories in it, everything from memoirs to plays to even poems, and it's all very lovely, a perfect Christmas gift.
And is that online? Is there a Silver Leo's website, or where would you locate that?
I get you can call me. I have a few copies, and Bobby Purdy has some on the Silver Leo's website. You can go through that and contact us.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Very good then. Sharon, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line this morning.
Well, thank you.
Sharon Felt, our books commentator, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.